Hello. All right, so today's episode is going to be a little bit different. I want to talk about the origins of the podcast, Filled Cups, and I want to go over just a few other little housekeeping things coming in the next few weeks. Just to start out with, though, I want to mention a few streamers who I will also link in the description below. We've got Savvy, Nakaznook, and Mezomi. I think I'm saying that right. But anyway, please, please check out these streams. They've got great content, and they're just really fun to talk to and kind of interact with. Please subscribe or you know, follow, comment, be active in the chat, and yeah, go out there and see them. I'd really appreciate it. So starting right into the episode here, just talking about some about the origins of the podcast. I've gotten this question a few times, like, why is the podcast called Filled Cups? It's kind of a weird name for a podcast. And why is it about Ray Bradbury? Like, seriously, you know, why is it about Ray Bradbury? So I guess my answer to all that is, so why Ray Bradbury? For me, Ray Bradbury is my favorite author. And I know that for, you know, probably many of you out there, you're thinking, Ray Bradbury, he's probably that guy that wrote Fahrenheit 451, you know, the book that you probably had to read in high school, right? Yeah, I mean, really, I think for a lot of us in high school, that book was, it was not the right time for us to read that. Because his writing is not always very easy to understand, and I think that's mostly because he kind of wrote in a archaic way. It sounds negative, but I really feel that with a lot of his stories, he was trying to kind of instill an old way of writing, and I kind of appreciate that too. I mean, you'll see that in his language that he uses. And, you know, and it, well, and also in the sentence structure for sure. I mean, some of the sentences in his stories are a little bit strange when you think about it, but I think there's a reason behind that. It was, you know, maybe his appreciation for older books and older authors that influenced him. Because after all, I think Fahrenheit 451, ooh, I should know this off the top of my head, but I don't. I believe it came out in the mid-50s. So, you know, it's getting up there. It's a pretty old book. And, you know, I know that he was definitely influenced by Edgar Allan Poe, which, as we all know, was a huge, you know, kind of a strange, weird fantasy horror author way back. And, well, who also did poetry. I should mention that, too. But, yeah, so anyway, so I really, kind of getting back to the point here, I really like Ray Bradbury because of his style, because of the sentence structure, and because of the language. It kind of makes you feel like you're part of a different time, almost. And also because of the subject matter of the stories are so... They're really pretty unique and prophetic in many ways. You know, I mean, certainly Fahrenheit 451. You know, not to say that right now we're trying to destroy all the books and all the knowledge in the world, but it's something that you could maybe kind of see happening, you know. Well, and also part of that book, too. I mean, just the surveillance state that is present in that world is kind of scary, because at least to me, it kind of seems like we are maybe kind of headed in that way. I mean, I'm not going to go all conspiracy theorist on you, but that is something that I could maybe kind of see happening in the future. Hopefully it doesn't, you know, hopefully it doesn't. But anyway, so that's another reason that I like it. He just brings up interesting topics, things that I think we all kind of need to be aware about and have an appreciation for, and especially in that book. Well, it's about books, you know. It's about the knowledge, information that we get from books, and I really like that he tries to get the reader to think about it in those terms. But anyway, so yeah, so I guess in me saying that, Fahrenheit 451 was, excuse me, that book was the first book I read from Ray Bradbury. And I, you know, to be honest with you, I thought it sucked the first time I read it. But I owe that pretty much entirely to the fact that I was also in fifth grade. And at the time, I really didn't like reading. Like, it, I hated to read. And it was actually assigned to me when I was going to a private school, and well, for fifth grade. And yeah, I didn't understand it. Like, you know, going over like the style and the sentence structure, I just did not, you know, I did not understand what was going on there. And actually, you know, kind of going off of that, it was many years later until I picked up another one of his books. And I wasn't even really thinking about the fact that he had, you know, written Fahrenheit 451, and he also, you know, wrote this one. I wasn't really thinking about it. I just kind of picked up the book and I started to like it, and, you know, the rest is history. But the second book was Something Wicked This Way Comes, which, if anybody out there is, well, I mean, of course, other people have read that, but if you guys have read that book, it is amazing. Like, it is, it's really, really good. And I feel like that story influences my own writing a lot more than Fahrenheit 451 and really a lot of his other stories. That one had a really deep impact on me because I read it when I started going to college. You know, I was going to community college and I was having a really rough time, you know, I mean, making that transition from high school to college was a big deal for me. I really was not ready for it. And, you know, to be fair, I wasn't even thinking that I was ready for it to begin with, but I really was struggling for a while. And, well, you know, that's when I picked up that book. I needed some kind of escape from that time. And, you know, also at the same time, my, you know, my girlfriend and I broke up too. And it was just really rough. So again, you know, I needed an escape, and that's where I got it. I got it in that book, and it was amazing. I mean, everything about the characters, the setting, the, you know, the dire straits they were in and all that was just really, really good. I'll never forget that book. I still have it on my bookshelf. If you're interested in reading it, you can find it pretty much anywhere. Well, anywhere there that, you know, sells books, of course. I think it's around like $7 or $8, you know, just for a little tiny paperback, but really, really good book. So really, yeah, I mean, those two books, Fahrenheit 451 and, excuse me, yeah, Something Wicked This Way Comes. And then there's also The Illustrated Man, which is a collection of short stories, which, again, amazing. I love that book. In fact, I love that book so much, I actually got a collectible hardcover edition. It's sitting on my bookshelf right now. And it actually has a few illustrations in it, which I think is appropriate for a book called The Illustrated Man. But anyway, no, I really enjoy it. And actually, I'd probably say that book and then Something Wicked This Way Comes has really influenced my writing a lot, and well, especially for the stories in this podcast too. And you'll see that more as time goes on too, as we get further and further into the Bradburian zone. But anyway, so yeah, I guess that's kind of the origin of the podcast. Those three books and kind of my you know, struggles through each, that I found them and I escaped into them and into those worlds. So, and, yeah, so anyway, kind of going off of that, I want to go into the, like the situation more like that kind of led me to start the podcast. And, you know, quite honestly, it was quarantine. I'm pretty convinced that if it wasn't for quarantine, I wouldn't have started this podcast. Like, I would have been, you know, busy with other things. Just trying to get my life together. Quarantine has kind of put a hold on all that. But, I think I would have been more concerned with other things. And this may not have even occurred to me. Quarantine has given me a few good forks in the road, and I think this has been a really good one, because, I'll admit this, not every one of my stories is good. In fact, I would like to think that all of them could be improved on, for sure. But, you know, either way, it's been really fun, and, well, and also just being able to work with my friends on episodes, get their voices and characters into some of these episodes. Just in general, it's been a really good distraction from all that's been going on in the world. So, So yay to quarantine, I guess. So I guess I'll just kind of wrap that up there. That's the origin of filled cups. Oh, and well, I can't believe I almost forgot to say this, but, the reason, and I want to be completely correct with this, the reason that the, hold on just a second, the reason that the podcast is called Filled Cups, and I should, you know, for any new listeners that are listening, the podcast was actually originally called Filled Cups Waiting to be Spilled. Now, here is the origin of why it's called Filled Cups. This is actually a direct quote from Ray Bradbury, which is, "We are cups, constantly and quietly being filled. The trick is knowing..." Oh, shoot, there's an ad that popped up. "The trick is knowing how to tip ourselves over and let the beautiful stuff out." So, that is easily one of my favorite quotes. So that's where I came up with the name for the podcast, Filled Cups, because I have felt, especially in quarantine, kind of leading up to me starting the podcast, I guess I kind of felt in a way like a filled cup, kind of like, you know, how the quote goes, that I wasn't really showing my creative side very much. And, you know, for a long time, I didn't even really think that I had a super creative side to me, you know, not in this way, at least. So it's Filled Cups Pod or podcast, because it is about me getting my stories out there, getting my ideas kind of out there. You know, I mean, once again, whether they're good or not, you guys can decide. But it has been really good for me in many ways. So, filled cups, and yeah, you gotta let the beautiful stuff out. Which to me, you can interpret that in many ways, but to me, the beautiful stuff, at least in the quote, is the creativity, is they're the ideas and the knowledge that you have within you. And, you know, Ray Bradbury always used to say that to become good at something, you have to do it every day. You know, so his thing was that he wrote every day. You know, he wrote and wrote. And, he became an amazing author. So, you know, not to say that I'm going to become like Ray Bradbury, but just that I think it's really good that each one of us finds our creative outlet, because we can get really bunched up in routine things, you know. We can work and never find our creative side, when we could have tried some things and maybe put some things out that would show ourselves and others more of what we're like, I guess. Did any of that make sense? I feel like I went off on a tangent, but Anyway, hopefully that makes sense. But yeah, anyway, so I guess that'll kind of wrap up this episode. Those are the origins of the Filled Cups podcast. And yeah, once again, down in the description, I'm going to leave a few links for you guys. I want you to check out my favorite streamers. And yeah, so after this episode airs, coming weeks, we're going to be getting some new episodes. One of them is going to be called Manifested This, which is, without giving any spoilers in it or anything, it's going to be really different for the podcast. It's going to be different for me as far as recording it. I'm still in the middle of recording some of it, so it's very different. I'll say this, I have some new software that has some new music and sound effects, and it's gonna be the software for the rest of the podcast, you know, going till the end of this season and then on to the next season, which will remain nameless at this point. But yeah, get ready for that. Manifested This, honestly, that episode, I'm still working on it, but it easily has taken me longer to figure out how I want to communicate this one. But anyway, and then right after that is The Typist featuring Caitlin H., who is also a dear friend of mine, and she's actually new to the podcast, so welcome, Caitlin H., to Filled Cups Pod. And let's see, what is else after that? Yeah, we got the Paperman, we got Save H back on the podcast, and expect that in a few weeks' time as well. So anyway, yeah, I think that'll wrap it up for today. Thanks, guys.